The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. You got a team, here's a word of the wise. You want to dominate your league? Go to Football Guys. Football, I'm living in a fantasy. Football, got everybody mad at me. Football, because every game I had to win. Football, I got to be a champion.
I know I'm Mr. Cold Open, but I saw you dancing in the highlights behind us when our song was playing, and then you like had to adjust your back.
I know.
You're like, oh, old man.
The old man dance. Ooh, should have tried that.
Oh, don't pull anything except an upset if you're in the championship. Am I right, everybody? Yeah. There you go. Radio professional. Cowboys and Titans to lead things off in week 17 to Cecil Lammy and Sigmund Bloom. And the Cowboys are, well, start everybody, including Tony Pollard, who reports are, you know, he's been practicing. I always hate that Monday practice. We're like, they didn't practice. This is an estimation, but right, he would have been out there or whatever. So I was like, okay, it's like Tony Pollard seems to be the key issue there that you're watching for, but it's Thursday night. It's Cowboys and it's Titans. We'll get to those guys in a little bit. There's problemas there in Tennessee, but Dallas, it's kind of easy.
Yeah, I guess let's start out before we jump into this game, although these things are related to this game. Yeah. First of all, it's fantasy championship week. And I think how everything went last week should really reinforce for folks. You try to do well in the regular season so you get into the playoffs to give yourself a chance. And if it feels a little more random, you're right. It is a little more random. You know, when you looked at that lineup and you were facing Cam Akers and you thought, that's, I'm going to be, oh, wait, huh? Are you facing TJ Hawkinson? Huh? Right? Correct. So these things can happen. Okay, someone playing Isaiah Hodgins, teams that scrape by, get into the playoffs. Remember, the teams, those lower seeds, probably, especially the lowest seed, especially that total points team, they're dangerous teams in the playoffs. And you just give yourself a chance. One of the things that makes it more random, and our own Dan Hendry, who does awesome work, by the way, if you don't know about his Dynasty Trade Value Calculator chart, it's all offseason. It's awesome if you're a dynasty player. It's a reason to subscribe to Football Guys alone. But he also did the motivation tracker. I don't know what you would call it. It's week 17 motivation. And see, this is a really difficult thing to gauge, right? Like, take your own Broncos. We're going to get to that game. Are they checked out because they know that everything is done this year? Finally, the coach got fired. Does that give them that bounce for a week? Maybe the weight is lifted. We can't say. The Rams and the Broncos last week is a good example of how these games between two teams with nothing to play for can be games where both teams play poorly.
It's why narrative street matters, Bloom.
Yeah, and it can. And it's sometimes only in hindsight do we see what the right narrative was, but at least we can anticipate it. And certainly when you're setting your lineups, you want to be putting in players who have something to play for. Which brings us to the Thursday night game. Neither of these teams really have anything to play for. Well, if Philadelphia loses their last two games, Dallas has something to play for. But they're not stupid. They're thinking about this, right? Tennessee, basically week 18 against Jacksonville, is the AFC South championship game. It is. They don't really have anything to play for here. So looking at the Dallas side, Dak's going to be a boom-bust play. Now, it's Tennessee. The pass defense is the vulnerability you want to attack. So you go ahead, hopefully 24-0 in the first half or something like that, and it's three Dak passing touchdowns. Now, if it's three Ezekiel Elliott rushing touchdowns, uh-oh. So just, you know, when you're weighing your options, just think about that. Zeke is the play in the backfield. Tony Pollard, there's a lot of expectations. He was going to practice yesterday. He didn't. Now, the other thing you got to think about here is Tony Pollard's not healthy, okay? We know that he's not 100%. We can verify that. If he was 100%, he'd be getting in full practices. Remember, earlier this year, when Ezekiel Elliott had that knee issue that he said he wanted to play through, they sat him for a couple of games. Last year, they didn't. So, are they learning? That would seem to indicate to me that they're wiser about this stuff. And even if they play Tony Pollard, guess who's getting a lot of reps in practice this week? Malik Davis. So Pollard's a really dicey play this week. Ezekiel Elliott's a better play, but also remember this is a Tennessee Titans run defense that may hold him 2 yards of carry. Now it might be 21 carries for 45 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Right.
So that's, again, where the touchdown's going to go before this game gets out of hand. CeeDee Lamb's on fire. Hope everyone enjoyed that show he put on last week. Dalton Schultz, I guess you're going to play him. Last week, I was all about Taysom Hill over Dalton Schultz. This week, we'll see. But I'm not necessarily going to say Dalton Schultz should go to the bench. But he hasn't done anything to excite us lately. Maybe he gets a short touchdown or two because of the stout Tennessee run defense that hopefully encourages some rational play calling. But again, Dallas, they're staring down the barrel of a trip to Charlotte or Tampa Bay. And maybe that's, you know, what they need. But they proved they could beat the Eagles last week. I think Malik Willis is proving why he was a third round pick.
Yes. And that's with the Tennessee side. It's like, well, what do you play for when you don't necessarily have to do anything in this game? And Derrick Henry is going to smash all everything in between the tackles. That's fine. But again, Bloom, you set up the scenario. The division championship comes down to next week, not this week. They could win, lose, tie. It doesn't matter.
Right. And now you do have 10 days. So you have some more rest for Derrick Henry. And it's Derrick Henry. You're going to play Derrick Henry. But would it be a surprise if Derrick Henry is on the sidelines by at some point in the third quarter of this game? No. I'll tell you what they should. Go ahead.
No, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
No. And partially because of the score, partially because, hey, let's just save it for next week. Here's what they need to do, Cease. Here's what they need to do with this game. How about an offense that contemplates and is designed with the limitations of your rookie quarterback in mind? How about that?
How about Kyle Shanahan?
Right.
How about that?
Yes. Todd Downing. Okay. It does not appear to me, watching the Titans, that they have self-scouted Malik Willis to say, well, especially because you're trying to make the playoffs, you may have Malik Willis starting a playoff game. Why not embrace what he can and can't do at this point and understand that? Simple things, right? See, moving pockets, play action passing, right? Simple option reads, right? And if it's not there, take it down and run it. Simple stuff. Simple stuff, right? Here's a nice play. If it's man-to-man coverage, basically like a delayed quarterback draw, right? Like drop back, hold the ball, pause for a second at the top of the pocket, and then pick your escape route and take off. Let's see some more of that. That could actually make Malik Willis a viable fantasy quarterback, but no, not even a two quarterback leagues, not in this one. Play the Dallas defense, and shout out to Zach Law, who's one of our favorites. We love Zach. He's lovable. He gave us a nice note this morning, and he's been with us for a long time, and well, maybe the Titans will pull something out to make him and the rest of the folks in Tennessee happy.
Yeah, make him happy. That's what they're trying to do. Arizona, Atlanta, they're just trying to get to the end of the season.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so it's hot Trace McSorley talk, and we learned that Marquise Brown was actually kind of benched because of tardiness to a meeting, and that's why he played 60% of the snaps. So, okay, does it matter? Now, it's against the Falcons. It's in Atlanta. What kind of fight? Yeah. I feel ridiculous even asking this. What kind of fight couldn't the Cardinals put up?
Well, it's a good question because, again, this is one of those regimes where it should be dead man walking. We should be looking at sweeping the deck here, but they just extended Kime and Kingsbury before the season. So, yeah. No playoff implications here, which, again, it could be a 12-6 slop fest, or it could be a surprise 38-35 shootout. Good luck. Is it going to be McSorley or McCoy? If it's McCoy, we're okay with putting DeAndre Hopkins back in our lineup. If it's not, well, boy. Cease, there's chemistry, and then there's like whenever you put the things together and there's just a puff of smoke and then your soot black fire alarms going off, use the eye wash. There's no chemistry between Trace McSorley. Remember the eye wash? Remember chemistry? Yeah. They still have chemistry class in high school anymore? Bunsen burners?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. You have teenage kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, James Conner. We know that. And yes, Greg Dortch. If Trace McSorley's in, and sometimes you just don't argue with it. I mean, he was amazing last week in zero lineups. Maybe it'll be in 1% of lineups this week. My last note here again, Cease, and I don't mean to rub it in. Steve Wilkes wasn't so bad, was he? Not so bad. Maybe he deserved another year. Maybe you wouldn't be where you are if you had seen in him what he's showing as the coach of the Panthers.
Yes, Josh Rosen was that bad, though. Desmond Ridder, kind of that bad. Maybe in this game, he'll seem a little bit better. Vance Joseph motivating that Cardinals defense. So, okay, Desmond Ridder, Tyler Allgeier. Cordarrelle Patterson is interesting based on what he didn't do last week. And then maybe a dash of hope. We're seeing some flashes from Mr. Drake London. So that's always nice.
Yeah, London looks good. London should be in. London looks like a number one. Tyler Allgeier looks like, at least going into next year, starting running back. So he should be in. Cordarrelle Patterson's more what the heck, Lex. He had a play last week where he reversed field with a beautiful touchdown. I think it was called back. Anyway, maybe Desmond Ridder in two quarterback super flex because there's nothing on the line here, because he's improving, and because I'm sure he understands that maybe the Falcons are going to bring in a different quarterback next year, maybe draft a quarterback. But this is still a chance for him to put some games down to make a resume for getting a chance to start eventually. Because, Cease, we know this. There's never 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, at least starting quality quarterbacks. So if there's a chance, just a little bit, a team will take a look. And Desmond Ridder at least is showing he can improve from game to game.
Let's take a look at our next game. It's Bears and Lions. And, wish the Lions would have won last week. This would have been more interesting. Chicago side is interesting with Justin Fields when he can take off and run. It's in a dome. So we don't have to worry about weather this week. Have we talked about weather yet this show, Bloom? Like,
right.
Weather report. Well, not in Detroit because they're inside. So yeah. What is inside Justin Fields and the Bears look like this week?
Yeah, you know, I was texting back and forth with my good buddy Lang Lebstock up there, and he was saying before the game, that if Detroit had just won, or if they would have beaten, it wasn't past tense at that time, that the scene at Ford Field would have been something like we haven't seen in Detroit for a while, for a long excitement, like genuine excitement, genuine stakes. Now, I've tried to do the playoff picture for these teams. We'll get to Detroit, but it's complicated. Just win this week. For Justin Fields, last week was a dud. It was weather related. I don't think we're going to have a lot of weather problems for the games this week. Don't quote me on that. But Justin Fields last week let a lot of teams down. If you started him, you might not have advanced. But if you did advance and you have Fields indoors, this is a much more interesting, exciting game for him and for David Montgomery because the Lions' run defense just collapsed last week. Not really sure what happened there. Cole Kmet, I guess you have him as you could do worse than Cole Kmet. And maybe you remember, I think against the Lions, he got free. I think he had two touchdowns in that first game. It was like a 31-30 game. So actually, maybe you can do better than Cole Kmet. Chicago, they'll have some fight for this one for their division rival. But for the Lions, we're thinking about what could have been, but maybe what could still be if they win this week.
Is Khalil Herbert my sleeper of the week? Well, stay tuned for that. He didn't do anything last week, so very sad. Very sad about the Lions, Bloom. That was you, as I sound like Yoda. So how did they respond? And when will we get more DeAndre Swift
tea? Right.
That's what I'm going to be digging for coming January.
Yeah, I think that's interesting here. And we're going to watch the practice reports for Jamal Williams. He left with a leg injury. I saw differing reports on whether he actually came back into the game. Doesn't matter. It's the injury reports, the practice reports. They're going to let us know whether he's going to be available this week. If he's not, you got to like DeAndre Swift. Did you see what the Bills running backs did against the Bears last week? So these are two collapsing run defenses going against each other. So you like DeAndre Swift. You like Justin Jackson. I say, what the heck, flex? Jared Goff, you got to play, I think. Even if you have the Chicago defense and DeAndre Swift, if Jamal Williams is hurt, that's a lot more possibilities of passing at the goal line. Zane Zolster, 3 touchdowns, anybody? Instead of running at the goal line. And, of course, you have Amon-Ra St. Brown. DJ Chark is someone I'm willing to take a chance on this week. The Jameson Williams snaps did not go up last week. DJ Chark still making plays downfield. Again, it's the Bears defense. They're a vulnerability. So just win, baby. And let's see what happens.
Just win, and then we'll put a pin in it.
Yeah.
We'll put a pin in it in our next game. Denver and Kansas City.
Oh.
In Kansas City. Is there any sort of bounce for the Broncos? Well, they already faced the Chiefs and showed a little bit of life and energy there. And there will be some more freedom for Russell Wilson. These are the important things to keep track of. So, yeah, will there be some bounce? I would imagine, yes. Is it enough to win? No. Is Kansas City going to fall asleep against the Broncos? No, especially based on what they did to them 2 weeks ago when Denver kind of put up a little bit of a fight. Yeah. So like, okay, Kansas City, they've already on notice. They're already trailing Buffalo. Like they're Kansas City's not going to fall asleep at the wheel here.
No, we saw the last time out and see, like we've talked about, there's all the finally we need to do the montage of Cecil this year saying, I think Nathaniel Hackett could get fired tomorrow. I think Nathaniel Hackett could get fired tomorrow. If hopefully, depending on whether like you were shaving regularly, we could see like, you know, day after day. Mm-hmm. And finally, he got fired. Does that give this team a bounce? But like you said, it could change maybe the messages. We know the last time they played Kansas City was the first time in a Denver Broncos uniform that Russ looked like vintage Russ. Now, does that pull you in a two quarterback super flex league? Maybe. I think Jerry Jeudy has been producing consistently enough to be in lineups as a wide receiver three flex. Cortland Sutton did something last week, even though it was in a game. It was almost all garbage time. But I think Latavius Murray with Chase Edmonds back, you're not as excited to play him. You just want to see if Denver can put up a fight here. Like you said, they're not going to sneak up on KC after they snuck up on them in Denver a few weeks ago. And KC, definitely a team with a lot to play for this week.
Yeah, a lot to play for and a lot to put up points with. Travis Kelce, you love what Tyler Higbee did? Now Travis Kelce. Now do that with Travis Kelce. Oh, God. All right, there you go. That's easy, Bloom. Everyone's going to start Travis Kelce anyway, but should be a big week. And then the auxiliary people, you're like, okay, Juju Smith-Schuster and Marcus Valdes-Scantling and Isaiah Pacheco, like, go get it against the Broncos. It'll be there.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, even though this was a surprise shootout back and forth game the last time these two teams played, it's in Kansas City. It's in Arrowhead. Let's just assume that Kansas City will control this one, which means you like both the running backs. Pacheco and McKinnon are both running back two plays. Obviously, McKinnon has shown us that ceiling in this matchup a few weeks ago. Pacheco could easily get 20-plus carries in this one. Mahomes to Kelce in effect. And Juju Smith-Schuster, does he get in his catches, yards, touchdown maybe, before this game is out of hand or not? So a boom-bust wide receiver, three flex. But yeah, the story is simple here. You got to keep winning to keep pressure on Buffalo. Stay tuned in part two, and you'll see Buffalo, their game might be a little tougher than this one is for Kansas City.
Yeah, speaking of tough games, as I'm looking forward to the schedule, Bloom, I'm looking at Dolphins and Patriots, and I'm like, oh, okay, Miami, don't blow it. Like, come on, you have an owner that wants Sean Payton, and I don't want Mike McDaniel to lose his job after 1 year. He's not Nathaniel Hackett, so like, okay, Miami, okay, Tua. There's a big conversation here. We could do the whole show on just Miami,
yes,
Bloom,
yes,
because there is a large conversation. Revolving around the quarterback situation, and you've got Belichick there just rubbing his hands together, right? Just wait, he's ready to kick their ass, even if he does have Mac Jones, who's dirty. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, Miami is stumbling at the exact wrong time and against the exact wrong opponent.
Yeah. We kind of have a scenario here where it seems like one AFC East team will make it as a wild card. Because we know the Chargers and one of the AFC North teams will be the other two wild cards. And the good news is they're going to get to play various configurations of each other. So it will kind of be decided on the field. Cease, let's start here. Just with your experience and our being around this game. Is it possible that Tua is not going to play again?
Yes, it's very possible.
Yeah. So, very possible. Where we're at. Mm-hmm. I did not see the primary source, but I think Fred Taylor saying something like Tua is a candle, right? You blow on him and he's out. And I know it might have been like disparaging, like football locker room talk, but everybody can see that this isn't normal, what's happening to Tua.
Right.
And we're also in a part of medical science that is not certain. You know, I think Western medicine has set us up to expect certainty. Here's a big secret. Differential diagnosis is guessing. It's an educated guess. Okay? It's an educated guess. And we have tests and blood work and things like that that can give us more specifics. But this is troubling. This is really troubling. And now we're all the way back around to all eyes on Miami and how they handle it. You can't play two this week. You just can't. You just can't. So it's going to be Teddy, I would expect. Now, that doesn't necessarily hurt Hill and Waddle. We saw Teddy put up some numbers with them. Right. You're not playing anyone in the running game. Not necessarily going to say play Mike Gesicki. It'll be interesting to see if Gesicki gets more looks with Teddy. I think he had 2 touchdowns in the game with Teddy earlier this year than he did with Tua. Something to watch. And Gesicki, remember, going into free agency, why did they franchise him? I have no idea. Now, real quick, I'm going to try the best I can to summarize this. If Miami wins and the Jets lose to Seattle, they're in. If they lose and win next week against the Jets, and the New England loses to Buffalo, they're in. But basically, if they're in a tie with New England or the Jets, they lose the tiebreaker. So the easiest way for them to get in is just win their last, just win your games. So Teddy, it's all on you. And New England, they can win by just winning their last 2 games. They can get in the playoffs. This team, Matt, come on, football gods, don't do that to us.
Right, don't do that to us with Mac Jones out there. Mac Jones, like, is such a villain, Bloom, in my
eyes.
Yeah,
he is. And he did it again last week. Was it Eli Apple?
Yep. And to do that, and he's not good. You know, not that it would be forgiving if he was good, but.
Right, like, but if it was Rodgers or Brady or someone doing that. Right.
You'd be like, what a competitor. And when it's Mac Jones, you're like, oh, you suck and you're dirty. Okay. Yeah. But again, here we are, and it's Belichick. Like, they're at home. The Dolphins are just, their heads are swimming. So, like, yeah, of course Belichick's going to know how to win this one.
Yeah, he's going to find a way because of that mental toughness, because of the foreign object in the trunks. Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, that goes on. Mac Jones did not play as well as his stats last week, but it's going to be Mac Jones. Ramondre Stevenson with those costly fumbles. We'll see if Damien Harris can play. Now, if Damien Harris can play, remember, the last time Damien Harris was healthy, he was getting touches ahead of Ramondre Stevenson. So actually, depending on Harris's injury report, practice report, Harris might be the better play here. We also could end up in a situation where we say, yeah, don't really play any of them. And I guess if you're going to play a receiver, it's Kendrick Bourne. Hunter Henry's banged up. Johnny Smith is banged up. Somebody, maybe Jacoby Myers, who's trying to build on his free agency resume. Somebody. But yeah, both of these teams, no momentum really coming into this one, I would say. And one of them will get some momentum as, again, an AFC East team will make the playoffs other than the Bills. Stay tuned to see who, unless it's the Steelers.
You said it. Be careful with that. Don't give them reinforcements.
Yeah, don't.
Although I think we're past that with them.
Hey, like, it can happen.
We're fine. We're totally fine.
It could happen.
It could happen for, I don't know, Jeff Saturday. A guy can dream, can't he? I want the job next year. You want a 4, man. Like, of course, Jim Irsay is going to say that's his drinking buddy. You'll be shocked to know Jim Irsay might like a cocktail or 10. Allegedly or whatever, like we the Rudolph nose, give it away, buddy. Anyway, yeah, it's the Colts, whatever. It's Nick Foles, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, against the Giants, you'd want to talk about building momentum. Giants, here's your chance, here's your gift. You get the Colts in week 17.
Yeah. Cease, I read a piece, can't remember by who, sorry. But it's, let's go take a little left turn into Hot Takeville. Or otherwise, let's decide if this is a hot take or this is just somebody actually accurately describing things. Would you say that how the Jeff Saturday era has gone has been a repudiation of just hiring a guy off the street because he played for your team and you know him and he was a good player?
Well, I'd have to know what repudiation meant before answered that.
The nepotism, that the work your way whole system, because if Jeff Saturday had done okay, just passable,
then everyone would have been, Mark Schlereth would have a job coaching, right? And I love Stink, and Stink does consult for teams. He's very behind the scenes with a lot of different teams. It's very interesting. But anyway, so what the Jeff Saturday thing did, Bloom, is just, and if you know, you already know. Here's where I complain about corporations. It's a good old boy network.
Yeah.
That's all it is. We have a rule and you have to look at everybody. Like, nope. You're going to hire your buddies. They're going to hire their buddies, and you're going to make sure we're all buddies. Okay, buddy, that's the NFL.
Yeah. And so it's hard because I wasn't really sure what to root for here. And the first game, remember that first Jeff Saturday game, I was like, well, geez, is it that simple? Maybe it is that simple. Maybe head coach is just a figurehead. Maybe head coach just makes some high level strategic decisions and keeps everybody rallied in a great mood, feeling like a family. And on one hand, it may show that, no, you don't have to work 80 hours a week to be an NFL head coach. But on the other hand, it was a bit of an insult or slap in the face to a lot of people who have worked really hard for those opportunities. So I wasn't sure what to root for here. But I think it's pretty clear that this went about as bad as it could go. If he loses his last two games, he's, I want to say, worst winning win-loss percentage. I don't know. I know that, no, he's not going to get another chance. And I guess we're going to maybe give Michael Pittman another chance. Zach Moss as a desperation play. Nick Foles. Everybody said in unison, watching the game Monday night, if you were watching it, hopefully you had something better to do. This guy won a Super Bowl. The same guy, he won a Super Bowl. How did that happen? Anything can happen except, yeah, the Colts are not going to be a good team in this game. Hopefully the Giants can be, for their sake, just a little bit better so they can clinch that playoff spot.
Tiny little bit better. Our guy Dacry Man says never play Sigmund in Scrabble.
I don't know. I mean, there's not that many. I like to play Scrabble. I'm more of an artiste when I play Scrabble. I'm not really playing for the points and the triple word scores and stuff like that. I like to create a theme, maybe even a story by building on the words other people do. Really? This is so actually it's a yes, play Scrabble with me. We'll have some fun.
I like to play Scrabble like dominoes. Just bam. Yeah.
All over. Scrabble.
Boom. Done.
Double word score.
Double word score for your Giants. How about that? Okay, yeah. And Barkley, yes. And then Richie James, Bueller. Yeah, okay. If it's working, it's working. And with the Giants and in this matchup, it could easily work for whoever the Giants want to
It should. Play the Giants defense, first of all. Saquon Barkley is looking better now. They got him involved in the passing game. Daniel Jones is an excellent streamer. Had a question in the chat room starting this one off. Daniel Jones or Trevor Lawrence? Speaking of motivation and all these things, you're going with Daniel Jones. And his receivers, Isaiah Hodgins, Richie James, Darius Slayton, they're all wide receiver three flex plays here as the Colts are playing out the string. Brian Daboll, the miracle worker. Daniel Jones making himself money, a miracle worker. Happy for the Giants, happy for their fans. Happy that this franchise has got things going. Some interesting choices this offseason, but let's have an interesting choice about a playoff game plan. As, you know, again, if this team goes on the road and plays Minnesota again, we already saw they can play Minnesota straight up, right? Mm-hmm. Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun and get through the next couple of games and tie a bow on this thing because it's Saints and it's Eagles. And, well, I feel bad for the Saints because if you're the Eagles, you're going to be pissed off. You're going to play motivated. You're at home. Jason Wood's going to be yelling at you. And if you're the Saints, you only got a couple of assets you can really go at them with.
Yeah. Nobody's even paying attention to that in New Orleans. You know what the talk of the town is this week in New Orleans. No, not the Sugar Bowl and the Sugar Bowl parade. They throw beads to the team. Would you rather have an Alabama beat or a Kansas State beat, Cease, if I go down there?
Oh, Wildcats? Geez. Yeah, Wildcats.
Yeah, get one for Rock Cartwright.
Skylar Thompson. My rookie cards need to jump
Skylar Thompson may be starting for the Dolphins earlier than you think.
In a playoff game.
Yeah.
Leading to the Super Bowl.
Maybe Skylar Thompson off the bench. Anyway, no, the talk here is Sean Payton. It's all about Sean Payton. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like the meme with the guy and the girl giving him the look as he's looking over his shoulder. It's like like the New Orleans fans, the 2022 Saints, Sean Payton. Alvin Kamara, and you feel the veil gets pulled back a little bit, Cease. And Cease, you tried to warn him about Dennis Allen, right? They ask Alvin Kamara, why are you in on third down? So I don't know. Ask somebody else. So if you're feeling a little disappointed by Alvin Kamara, lack of involvement in the passing game, etc., he probably is too. And maybe you'll play Chris Olave, maybe Taysom Hill, but this isn't the same kind of setting that we had last week for Taysom Hill. And that's it. Now, the Saints can still make the playoffs. They win out and the Buccaneers lose out. The Saints will be your division champion. So now you need Atlanta to beat the Bucs next week. You need the Panthers to do it. You need to beat the Eagles. That's a lot of you needs. And like you said, the Eagles, they want to just get this thing done with. Finish the NFC. Finish them.
Finish them all. The Eagles side is start everybody. Again, motivation. It's a wonderful thing. And the Eagles are going to be quite motivated after dropping last week's game against Dallas.
Yeah, you want to get that number one seed locked up. Lane Johnson gets hurt. Ugh. You want to get that division title locked up. And now there's a report from Dan Graziano that Jalen Hurts might not be healthy to begin this playoffs. Not that he's not going to play, but just that he's not going to be 100%. I would think that that's putting a pretext out there for him not to play this weekend. And you're going to play Gardner Minshew if he's in. Obviously, you're going to play Hurts if he's in. And you're going to play Brown, and you're going to play Smith, and you're going to play Dallas Goedert, and Miles Sanders looking for some redemption after his fumble. And still, the Eagles are a little vulnerable, you know? I mean, we can see that while this team should be the number one seed, the road to the Super Bowl should go through Philadelphia. There are some ways. There's zone coverage last week, for instance. So we'll see if the Saints expose a few more weaknesses. This is a really fun team. Whether it's Minshew or Hurts, they're going to have a really fun quarterback. And it starts to get you kind of excited, Cease, when you think about maybe San Francisco coming to Philadelphia, right? Something like that.
Right.
Football gods, can we see that? Can we see the two best teams in the NFC play each other in the playoffs?
That would be nice. That would be very nice. Panthers and Buccaneers, not as nice, Bloom. And sometimes we go out with a big game, and sometimes we go out with a... It's like your sparkler that didn't quite light.
You're yeah.
This isn't even that fun to begin with. Mm-hmm. Well, that's Panthers and Buccaneers, but there's a lot on the line
right
in this matchup in these two teams. So, okay, Carolina. And did Deontay Foreman win you your championship? Well, he's on his way, right? And Chuba Hubbard, and we know what they're going to try to do. But, Sigmund, does it work this week?
Why not? Why not? It's simple, right? We know what they're going to do. Dante Foreman, Chuba Hubbard are both what the heck flex running back two plays. We think of Tampa as historically a very tough run defense, but the Lions going into last week were also a very tough run defense. You're also inclined to go with DJ Moore here, who's been a viable play since Sam Darnold. And then Sam Darnold. Yeah, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's making some money for himself. Sam Darnold was a decent quarterback to super flex play last week. And again, this is basically the NFC South title game. For Tampa, it is. If Tampa wins this game, they can start preparing for Mike McCarthy. If Carolina wins, they still have to take care of business against the Saints next week. And again, if the Saints somehow upset, you get it. And again, you know, Tampa, if Carolina wins this week, and then they lose next week, but Tampa loses, and the Saints lose to Philly. I'm doing the whiteboard thing in my head here, Cease. So there's a couple of different ways, but the Panthers got a win here, and they're coming in hot. And the main thing here, too, Cease, is Steve Wilks. And I'm just glad that Steve Wilks got another chance, because it didn't seem like he really got an opportunity in Arizona to show what he could do as a head coach. He's showing it now. Again, if they had just not come into the season with Matt Rhule, maybe they would have already had the division title locked up. And Cease, I'll go there. You know, our audience is our audience. You know, there's so many things running through this, right? Black head coaches, do they get, as you're wearing your prime sweatshirt, you know, do they get the same amount of latitude that white head coaches do?
Nope.
No. So I think this is a feel-good story here. By the way, as someone mentioned, and as much as we love Mike McDaniel, and I know Mike McDaniel was introduced as a minority head coach, and there's a whole conversation there, but I think Mike McDaniel and Brian Flores' records pretty similar, you know? So
Well, Steve McDaniel's Wilkes. About ready to get flushed out if they don't make the playoffs. And even right. if they do make the playoffs, he might get
right.
flushed out.
Right.
And, he is of mixed backgrounds.
So. Right, right, right. So all I'm trying to say, I guess, is let's leave this on a positive note, which is Steve Wilkes, given a second opportunity to be a head coach, has shown he deserves to be a head coach.
Just be good. Just be good and give him the opportunity. We'll see about that. Here's what you're doing with the playoff scenario, Bloom.
Yeah. Exactly.
Pepe Sylvia.
And Grassy Knoll.
Do you happen to know what Pepe Sylvia was? You don't watch Always Sunny.
I watched it a little bit back in the
day. Watched it a little bit. Yeah, you did. Way back in the Filetti days, we'd talk about it. Yeah. But Pepe Sylvia was actually Pennsylvania in the mailroom. So he was seeing the address as Pennsylvania. He's like, Pepe Sylvia, because he's illiterate. Mm. So Charlie was like, Pepe Sylvia, who's this Pepe Sylvia?
Yeah.
So that's your playoff scenarios right there. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I will say this before we toss it back over to the Bucks side.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about Tom Brady, whatever.
Usually at this time of year, there's some things we can say with certitude, and certainly we can say, you know, there's some division winners, there's some teams that have clinched playoff berths, but the range of potential playoff brackets on both sides is wild. Philly can do something to nail down the NFC a bit, but, you know, Buffalo still has to play New England, even if they can beat Cincinnati this weekend, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's still a lot on the line. We're talking about motivation issues more in week 17 than we are in week 18. So maybe that shows it doesn't matter when you have your fantasy Super Bowl. But the schedule makers, the way they've changed things to put more divisional games at the end of the season, the last week of the season is all divisional games, et cetera. It has set up more drama, even though this drama is more like two people that are on life support crawling to the finish line to see who can reach their finger out and say, we won.
Hey, Tommy Brady, we won. Is Rashad White my sleeper of the week? Wait to find out. But Buccaneers, I think it was our guy Diego in the chat room, was like talking about Chris Godwin and like, I've got other options, because you don't feel as good as you once did when you clicked that check mark next to your Buccaneers.
Yeah, none of them really. Tom Brady, you know, I forget who down here. Cease, did you know that part of the Sean Payton rumor is Tom Brady is going to be the coach here, which is really going to tie people's brains in knots, because one of the joys of being a Saints fan the last few years is rooting against and putting it to Tom Brady. How's it going? Tom Brady Saints uniform don't feel right. But someone was saying, if you look at the stats, Tom Brady's stats from an efficiency standpoint aren't very different than Andy Dalton. Them is fighting word. Really? Look it up, folks. Tom Brady's not having a good year. And some of it, you can see his offensive line and this and that, but whatever. You know, we're not making excuses for Andy Dalton, right? So Brady, not an automatic start this week. Carolina lost J.C. Horn. Oh, man. But still, Carolina's defense has been playing well. They still got Brian Burns. Still got Derek Brown. They still got some players there. Leonard Fournette is getting more work than Rashad White. He should be in lineups over Rashad White, but everyone can see Rashad White has more to offer. What's happening here? And then Leonard Fournette says, hey, guys, I'm playing through a Liz Frank injury.
And then
he deletes it. Cut me some slack.
Right.
Well, if the team know, and he's not on the injury report.
And he's not on the injury report, so he just caused a bunch of problems for the team.
Problemas. And also, why? Why then? If he's playing on a bum wheel, why?
And Rashad White's playing well. Like, why?
Yeah, I don't know. You got Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin's like some of the old Cole Beasley stat lines. You know, you're going to get 8 catches for 50 yards or something. So he's an okay PPR play. For weeks, folks have been asking themselves, should I bench Mike Evans? Now, if J.C. Horn is playing, it'd be even easier to say, yes, you should bench Mike Evans. Maybe this is the week that Mike Evans finally scores a touchdown for the first time in like 3 months. But I can, if someone came to me and said, I'm going to play Isaiah Hodgins over Mike Evans, am I crazy? No, you're not crazy. Mike Evans trying to get to that 1,000-yard mark in the 17-game season. I mean, maybe Russell Gage on his own team is a better play than Mike Evans. And, you know, I guess I should say this to counterbalance things, because Todd Bowles is another coach that folks are saying he should have got another chance. I don't know. I don't know that he's really captured the hearts and minds of the Bucs this year. I know folks were watching that Tampa-Arizona game last week. Cease, the folks that were. I hope that you had something. Oh, it's Christmas night. Come on. Two teams that are missing Bruce Arians. For a little while, Steelers were the third team missing Bruce Arians. We'll see if Tom Brady can get this one, because at least it would set up another potential Mike McCarthy epic failure in the wild card round.
Well, we'll get Bruce Arians back next year in Denver. So,
Hey, what's the color of the beret? A pumpkin beret? A pumpkin beret.
All right. I'm a pumpkin spice beret. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, it's good. We'll all be wearing berets for BA. So there you go. All right, we have to wrap up today's show, Bloom, with our ever popular sleeper. Woo!
It's time for the sleeper of the week, powered by Sleeper.
So that was like Beyonce, you know, doing the wardrobe change in between
incognito
songs. Yeah, I was just like, hurry up, get to the. Because this is how Deion showed up to the CU basketball game when he was introduced. That's why I got the white sweater, you know, and I got the black t-shirt. The t-shirt hasn't come in the mail yet, though. Come on. Come on. Shout out USPS. Anyway, I already told you my sleeper of the week. Who was it? I did mention Khalil Herbert. I did mention Rashad White just a little bit ago. So, yeah, you got some sleepers. It's a championship.
Yeah,
it's the championship. You better nail this one, Sigma. No pressure. But who's your week 17? Part one, sleeper of the week.
Part one, sleeper of the week. Sleeper. This is where I'm going to go academic on us. What is a sleeper? Anyway, Tyler Allgeier is a pretty good sleeper of the week. And a sleeper, writing the sleeper's column every week of Football Guys, I would say a sleeper is a player that you wouldn't necessarily think of starting in most weeks. But this week is a good week to start them. I think that's Tyler Allgeier. I think the Giants receivers also apply from our first half, but tune in tomorrow. You'll get more sleepers of the week. You'll get what the heck flexes. You'll get all kinds of good stuff as we are making it towards 2023. Cease, if I told you back after our first phone call, that 3-hour phone call, that show that we recorded twice, that in 2023, we would still be doing the audible. That would be quite a thing to behold.
That would be quite a thing to behold. And it would have been like, of course.
Yeah, forever. Audible forever. Like they're going to shoot us out into space and we're just going to be broadcasting the audible like Voyager, the capsule, you know?
Right.
What should we do to make touch and get in touch with the extraterrestrial life forms? We'll just introduce them to the audible.
Exactly. Just signal, broadcast the signal. Broadcast. We put out the signal. 89 Batman. Anyway, so I think we'll be in a retirement home and we'll be actually previewing games that already happened.
Right.
What do you think about this matchup and the games already happened?
We're going to go back to our happy place, like previewing Buffalo and Kansas City in the playoffs. That's going to be our happy place. Like when we have dementia and then we're just rolling us around in a wheelchair. We're just going to be talking about Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes again.
Roll me up closer to my microphone. You got to get in on that thing. Anyway. All right. That is a wrap for today's program. You're in the championship week. Go forth and be awesome. He is Sigmund Bloom. You follow him on Twitter at Sigmund Bloom. I am at Cecil Amy. Don't follow me. The show is at the Audible. Appreciate you all for joining us here and checking out Football Guys and all those sorts of YouTube things. Like, comment, share, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so that you never miss a vid. He's Sigmund. I'm Cecil. We are the Audible. Until next time, be safe, be kind, know that you are appreciated. Stay tuned and stay frosty.
What happened? This is what happens when you don't want to talk about the Broncos. I understand.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates Sophia Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.